If you're following that reading, you'll see that there are four events which are described in it. It's the beginning of the Act of the Apostles, and those four events are the events of the end times, because the Acts of the Apostles is the start of the end times. Well, on Thursday, it's Ascension Day, the day 40 days after Easter, when we remember Jesus' ascension to heaven. And today's, well, this Bible reading, chapter 1 of Acts, describes the ascension of Jesus and the other events which followed his resurrection from the dead at the first Easter. So in the short time that I have, I'm going to turn to this passage and go through the main markers of the end times. That is, the times which follow the death and resurrection of Jesus. That is, the times we live in too. So you'll see in verses 3 to 5, Jesus' resurrection. In verses 6 to 8, the promise of his Holy Spirit to help the church go out in mission. In verses 9 and 10, Jesus' ascension to the throne of heaven. And then verse 11, the promise of Jesus' future return. Now, verses 3 to 5 remind us of Jesus' resurrection. He rose from the dead on the third day, and for the next 40 days appeared on at least 10 occasions, speaking with individuals, groups, and crowds. And Jesus' resurrection changed the future for everyone, because it showed everyone the way to life after death. Whoever we are, Jesus' resurrection from the dead has changed our future. And then verses 6 to 8. They remind us of our main purpose. Jesus promised his Holy Spirit to help the church go out and witness, to be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth, or in general terms, here, there, and everywhere. The Holy Spirit was given to enable us to be witnesses who get out more. And then in verses 9 and 10, 40 days after Easter, Jesus left his disciples one last time, as he said he would, back to the throne of heaven. That's where he's been. That's where he is now. On the throne of heaven. Jesus is the Lord of heaven and earth. The present and the future is in his hands and on his watch. He is active and responsible as Lord of all. That's the challenging, reassuring message of Ascension Day. And then verse 11, the final aspect of the end times, as Jesus has shown us. And in the passage, we see two men telling the disciples that Jesus will return. He will come again in the same way that you've seen him go. In the clouds, which means he'll be visible to everyone, obvious to everyone when he returns. That's the case, isn't it? Whoever you are and where you are, if something happens in the sky, everyone can see it. I think that's the effective thing about if you want to get a message over, you hire one of those people with a little plane and the message coming out the back, because you know everyone will see it. And so it is with Jesus' return, his coming again. It will be obvious to everyone. All will see. Everyone will know. So the last things, all here in Acts 1, at the start of the last days. Because Jesus' resurrection and ascension and gift of the Holy Spirit are the beginning and catalyst of the end times. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Thank you, Lord, that you have the future in your hands. Lord God, please help us to look to you, believe you, and follow you, to worship you and work with you in these end times, for your name's sake. Amen.